To the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Auntie Cindy Toto of TotoMojo.com. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, thank you for that sweet introduction, Tammy Lee. Today we have a wonderful guest with us. Conjurman Ali and I are very happy to have Auntie Cindy Toto with us, and we'll be bringing her on in just a moment. She's one of my oldest friends in the community of conjure and hoodoo, and she's on the board of bishops of Missionary Independent Spiritual Church and of AIR, and she is just a wonderful person. But before I bring her on, I want to just say hello to everybody. We've had a wonderful week and been doing a lot of work around the place. The rainy season has finally set in Northern California. And so we've had to bring in some things, get them in undercover, but it's nice because it means that some of the herbs that go dormant toward the end of summer when it's dry here have started to, you know, perk up a little bit in the rain, and they'll be ready for harvesting come spring. And things have been really cooking at hoodoopsychics.com, our wonderful new online service. That, I think I've been putting a lot of energy into it, and so has everybody else in AIR who is a member of Hoodoo Psychics. And we want to thank you all for calling us and making this service really take off. So, Conjurman Ali, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing lovely. Just wanted to say hi to everyone. We have some great people turning out in the chat room. We have Butch Cummer and Karen and Mary B. Welcome all. And you know what? Down here in Southern California, it's rainy as well also. So we've been having cold weather and rain, which makes it great weather for conjuring. You can stay home, light your candles, and do your work. It's been absolutely fun.
Yeah, the candles will keep you warm if nothing
else. Yeah, they'll keep you warm. And you know what? It's all the more excuse to stay home and to do work. It's been a busy week, and you know, it's been very exciting. This week has actually been heavy in terms of Middle Eastern conjure work. I've been working with the jinn and conjuring them up and forming pacts on behalf of clients, and it's been very exciting work, to be honest with you. A little tired, but other than that, doing great.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I also want to just give a little shout-out, say hi to Nadja Potter and Zen Rez and in the chat room. Auntie Cindy, welcome to the show. I know you had me as a guest on your show, and I'm so glad to be able to return the favor.
Oh,
welcome,
Kat.
Auntie Cindy. Welcome.
It's a real, real pleasure to be here, you guys. And I'm sorry if my voice is a little off. I've just talked it to pieces, and I'm coming back though. I kind of like to think that it's like this deep bedroom voice, but hey. I remember, Kat, I was thinking earlier today of sitting in the back room at Lucky Mojo amongst all the stuff the first time I came there, and sitting across from you, Nita Nee, holding hands, and I just didn't want to let you go. Do you remember that? It was just,
yes, I do.
I was so excited to finally touch you.
Oh, I remember you making that fantastic food for us, too. You cooked up my whole kitchen. I mean, you were great.
Oh, yeah, we made gumbo.
You made gumbo for us all. That was, I mean, what kind of a person goes to visit somebody and then makes gumbo for them in their own home? That's love, and I really felt the love. That was so wonderful.
And, it was really fun.
Yeah, it's been great. And how is the weather up where you are? Since you're up north of us,
well,
is it cold?
It's chilly. I had just come back from New Orleans where it was hot, and you know, you go through all kinds of different weather changes, and then to get here and we were in the 40s. It's really beautiful though, because it's, you know, it's clear and all the leaves are changing and falling, and the Northwest is to me just a nature experience from day to day. You know, I do love it up here. So I'm all cozied up. I had the fireplace on. I'm in, you know, my slippers and socks and everything, and Fava's here at my feet, so it's happy time around here.
Oh, that's great. So how did the festival go in New Orleans? How was that?
The festival was, oh my goodness, it was really, and I have to say, it was a gift. It was a lot of work. It was a pleasure. We had, I think almost double from last year. We've now realized that we've outgrown the venue we're in, and we're going to have to look in that and expanding it next year. We had people from all over the country and Canada. To start with the thank yous, I can't even begin to. Probably one of the most exciting things that happened, or one of the first day happened, is two of our friends from New Jersey who are Native American. They're Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickawa Nation. They presented us with smudge travel medicine bags, each of us.
Oh, how cool.
And they were, oh my God, they are beautiful. And ceremonial tobacco, which is what you always give a teacher, I guess, when you're it's their tradition. So that was like, oh my God, you know, started it off like amazing. And, you know, our event is fashioned around that we are five workers dedicated to the promotion and the healing and helping benefits of conjure, and we try and demonstrate unity across all conjure cultures and diverse spiritual practices. So the five of us, myself, Star, Susan, Orion, and Wolf, really make a great effort to complete that mission when we're there. We had... you want me to keep going here?
Well, yeah. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we
had some really good classes. We also had Coco Robichaud's cat, who you would adore. If you haven't heard any of his music, you can find him on YouTube. Coco is an old conjure blues man. He's from Louisiana. He's Cajun Native American like me. His grandma was an old conjure gal. And she would tell him that, you know, she'd just point to stuff and say things that are going to happen. And he told me she'd never show me how it was, but she'd just say, "You'll see." And of course, his conjure came through his hands in his music. And all his songs are all conjure related. And he's got this big, raspy voice, you know, and he's just, oh, my gosh, he's a trip. And I know he'll be playing again for us. So he was a real treat to have. We did some workshops that were absolutely over the top, and I think one of them that I'd like to really point out about was the Bible toolbox that Star and Orion did. And the interesting thing here is, here's a Christian conjure worker, Star, and a pagan witch, Orion, who grew up in Christian conjure. He's Appalachian, of course. And they were showing folks how the Bible is not political, how it can be separated from all religion, and how many types, you know, all types of people are called to use it. He actually called down the spirit in that workshop, and people exclaimed about how life-changing, how healing, how it was very emotional. They everybody got a Bible too.
Oh, wonderful.
That was fun to see. We give a lot of stuff away in all our workshops. And so, you know, that's kind of the tidbit of also going, you come back loaded down. I did a couple of interesting workshops, and one was all around, I called it homework, but it was about how to use all things in the home for protection outside and inside. We did, they all got Michael the Archangel cards and put their 7-9 grains of paradise on the back. They got St. Joseph cards. We talked all about Joseph and how to work with him. And I made them little money mojos for their front door that you could hang on the front door, and they're made out of that great money material, you know. And we put little spray-painted gold house on the front and packed it full of all kind of good stuff to protect them and bring in good stuff in their house. It was a fun, fun workshop.
Wow. I sounds like you guys just had a great time.
I know. It sounds exciting.
It goes on. Probably one of the nicest nights was to sit at the ghost table in Muriel's, just me and Susan Diamond all by ourselves. And people, you could see people on the sidewalk trying to take pictures inside because they thought we were ghosts. It was absolutely hysterical. And it was great, you know. So, you know, we're back and we're decompressing, and I say to everybody, use your D words right now: debrief, detox, decompress, delineate.
Well, that's great.
I like that. I love that.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that went really well for y'all. I'm looking forward to seeing you get on HoodooPsychics.com also.
Yes.
Because people have been asking about you, and
yay.
And so the thing with Hoodoo Psychics, this is the newest thing we've come up with, is to get online and be available for instant calls for people who don't want to sign up for the radio show and take their chance that they will be called or won't be called, and people who don't want to wait, you know, a week to 4 weeks, even 6 weeks with some of us, for a reading. You can call 1-888-4-HOODOO. And it is a per minute call. It's done on your credit card, and Auntie Cindy is one of the people. She hasn't been on the line yet because she's been down in New Orleans, but she's going to be on the line. And Conjurman Ollie and I have been taking calls, as has Miss Michael, who's in the chat room, and Dr. E, Deacon Millett. All of us have been taking our turns being online. And you can also find us at our Facebook page, facebook.com/hoodoopsychics. And we try to post every few hours who's online, who you can talk to. And you can just click from that Facebook page to the Hoodoo Psychics page, and you'll see little green bars if someone's online. So if you need an emergency reading, or you need an instant reading, or you just want to give a reading a try and you've never had one before, you don't have to wait. And that's 1-888-4-HOODOO. Or hoodoopsychics.com.
And it'd be great if you stop by the Facebook page, drop by and say hello, and we'll get a chance to chat on there as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I see Star just showed up in the chat room. Hi, Star.
Welcome,
Star, to the chat room. We were just talking about the Folk Magic Festival. And
the beautiful Star Bible class that you just taught.
Yeah, and that Bible class. And Star is another one who's in Hoodoo Psychics, and we hope to see her little green bar lit up sometimes, and people can place a call and talk directly to Mama Star. So that's about the news that's from around here. I can't think of too much more. One of the things we do, Auntie Cindy, is we do divination according to different systems of divination, so it's not always the same thing. Now, people who know Ollie and me, they know that we mostly read with the tarot cards. I read the bones. Ollie has contact with the spirit of divination, a familiar spirit. Both of us use pendulums, and there are various other ways that we read. I'd like to know what kind of readings you might be bringing to the table as spirit moves you today.
Well, I'm sitting in front of, and I always do, in front of an entire universe of crystal balls and all types of stones in front of me, and keys, by the way. I also read with a pendulum, and I am going to use I'm going to use the bones tonight and playing cards. Use some picture cards. I call them picture cards, and they're a kind of old fortune telling thing kind of deal. I get a lot of stuff off of pictures. It's very clear for me. And generally, when I read cards, it's kind of different because I almost see a picture more than I do the traditional number way. I definitely will also have my intuition is very opened up for this evening and to help folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got a question. You said you read with these picture cards. Does the deck have a name, or is this a handmade deck?
No, this is a deck I got from you God knows how long ago. I don't know the name of it.
Is it the little gypsy? It has a little green, it's the Zigeuner deck.
No,
that's
on the back. On the back, it's blue and white, and there's all the symbols of the astrology, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the Piatnik decks. It's either going to be the Gypsy,
the
Gypsy Witch deck, but the Zigeuner deck, or it's going to be the Art Deco deck. Do the people look Art Deco?
Art Deco.
What?
No. It's not
They're
Art
Victorian.
Deco, I'm pretty sure.
Then it's the Zigeuner deck. It's called the 1906 deck. Yeah. It's got
that
a cute little cherub and things on it. Those cards are great. Those cards are have been in print for many, many, many years. And they did a version called the Art Deco version of the same thing, but the old ones, the Zigeuner deck, or otherwise known as the Gypsy deck, people call it that. They get it confused with the Gypsy Witch, but it's a different deck.
Mm-hmm.
Those Oracle cards are fantastic. And we do
them
carry
forever.
Them in the shop. Yeah.
And they're
also,
just
I just,
great to, excuse me, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
They're great to throw on top. In other words, I'll lay down three tarot cards, I'll lay down three playing cards, I'll lay down three of these. You know, and just
oh, that's
just qualify
a, that's a,
on top.
That's a wonderful way to read.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
I
know.
I've done it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who read with two decks. I know some people who read with a Rider-Waite-Smith deck, and then they read with that round Mother Peace deck, and they'll lay the circles down on top of the rectangles.
It's amazing. I probably have 33 different decks of cards, but I love grabbing one time and doing something the other. It's nuts.
All right. I'm going to be reading the bones and Zen Rez in the chat room said, where do you get the bones? You get the bones any place that they have bones. You can find them from dead animals, honey. But we do sell a starter bone kit at Lucky Mojo. I'm writing a book on it, and the starter kit comes with enough information to get you started reading bones. And so good luck with that. All right, so Miss Tammy Lee, I think we're about ready to go to our first caller, so tell us about what's happening.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Katz. And once again, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Kanjaman Ali. And this week's special guest, Auntie Cindy Toto, will be right back. We'll be taking your calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum. At forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by the area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it back over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. And our first caller is calling from area code 803 from Atlanta, Georgia. That's 803 from Atlanta, Georgia. This is the unique one. The unique one, are you there? Hello?
Hello, we don't have the unique one. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Their mic is live.
Uniquely odd.
Okay.
Ellen, just try for another one.
All right, we are going to go with our next new caller. This is area code 562 from Long Beach, California. This is Honey Rose, area code 562 from Long Beach, California. Honey Rose, are you there?
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to read a the brief description of your situation. Honey Rose writes, I'm in a long-distance relationship right now. My boyfriend has been unfaithful to me in the past. I feel like there is something going on with him and one and another woman. He says he loves me and he's not cheating. I would like to know if he is cheating so that I can move on and stop wasting my time with him. And if he's not cheating, what can I do to keep him faithful? I'm a Gemini, 27 years, and he's a Sagittarius. 33 years. Thank you. Turning it back over.
All right. So, Honey Rose, thanks for giving us what your zodiac signs are. As you know, I like to look
You're
close
welcome.
As well as the cards.
Okay.
Now, I just do have one other question. It's a long-distance relation. How long have you been separated, and how far apart are you, and do you ever get to see each other? Is this like faithful across the whole continent?
We met... We saw each other in July,
mm-hmm.
and it's been about a few months since we've been apart. But we've known each other. We lived in the same country for a while, but I moved to the U.S., but he's still in the Caribbean.
I see. I see. And is he trying to get to the U.S., or are you going to get back?
Well, I'm already here, but he's trying. He has some
He's trying to get to the U.S. All right.
On. Yeah.
All righty. Well, honey, I don't have a really happy answer for you. I hate to say this, but I have pulled three cards. I'm using the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot, and I'll describe these cards. The card of the past, it shows a man looking at seven beautiful golden cups. They're on a cloud in the sky. And this is a man faced with many, many choices. We call this the Seven of Cups. In each cup, there's a different thing that attracts his attention. A castle, there's jewelry and money, coins. There's a wreath of fame, which comes kind of connected to death, so he shouldn't join the military. There's a dragon, which are his fears. There's a snake in the grass. That's someone who's gossiping or telling tales. There's a head, and it's a stone head. We call it the idle head of drunkenness. This is the possibility of partying or just doing things he wastes his time. And there's also a figure, we don't know if it's a man or a woman, in one of the cups with a cloth over it glowing. We call that one the stranger in the cup. This man has not been faithful in the past, and I don't believe he's being faithful now. At least he doesn't want to be. He's looking around. You see what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yes.
He's looking around. The next card is the card of the present, and this is the card called the moon. And it shows a beautiful full moon, but the moon has a very sad woman's face, and looking down with a little frown on her face. And down... in the water, there's a little crawfish, and there's a path that goes up to the moon. But the crawfish cannot take that path because it cannot leave the water. And on either side of the path, there are two animals, one on each side, a dog and a wolf. And a wolf is a common American term meaning a guy who ogles at women. And the dog mm-hmm. is a common American term for a man who dogs around. And the woman in the moon looks sad. And what I'm seeing here is that this guy is howling at the moon. If he doesn't have another lady right now, he's looking. And he may
okay.
say, I'm not cheating, but, you know, he may go out with to strip clubs or he may go to online porn. He's not toeing the line. Let's just put it that way, okay?
Okay.
The third card is the card of the future. And this card is called the Chariot. And this is a man in a chariot across the water, and he's got two sphinxes, a black one and a white one, to pull his chariot. And they stand for day and night. And he's got a crown on his head and a wreath, and he's got stars over in his canopy. He's got the two moons, waxing and waning moons, on his shoulder, and he's got the belt of the zodiac the zodiacal belt around his waist, and also he has the asteroid belt hanging on too. And his symbol is a wheel moving forward with an axle through it and a winged wheel, and that means time is passing, and it's time to move forward. Problem is, there's no reins hooked up to this thing. There's no harnesses on the sphinxes. And what this says, the two of you are not yet yoked together. Two sphinxes, man and woman, two parties, not yet yoked together. You could move forward if you really were tied together, but at this point, it doesn't look like you're as tied together as you think you are. And you're going to have to move on, and you're going to have to move by faith. And if there is someone else in your life that is appealing to you, I would do that rather than try to second-guess this man. Unless he actually crosses the water, physically, like he's crossed the water, and hooks himself to you, by which I mean, you know, put a ring on it. This man is not going to be the one that you're going to be with for your life. That is my opinion. So let me turn this over to Auntie Cindy. What do you see, sweetheart?
Well, let's see. Honey Rose, I'm just throwing bones for you, honey, to look at this, because I also kind of get the same thing, but just my first hit out. But I would like to know this. How often, when you are communicating with him, are you the one sending the emails or the texts and stuff?
Yes, I am.
And do you wait a few days between times before he responds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's what I'm showing on in this. I have a little charm here in my set of bones, and it's a man and a woman with their, like if they were together, and they're face down and far away from you, which indicates to me that this is not the right match, that there is that there's a problem as far as y'all being a couple. And right next to that is a symbol of an enemy or a person that is interfering.
Okay.
So in between that, however, between you and this whole situation are your ancestors. They're guarding and watching after you and saying to you that, you know, for your overall good health and love, you need to, this is done. And they block that, and that's really good. So I also threw three playing cards down, and certainly the first one was about imbalance, you know, that the relationship is out of balance. I do, however, see someone for you, another guy.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've maybe had somebody here that has maybe shown you a little attention or that you've met that seems very interesting. I would encourage you now to start getting yourself out there a little bit, you know.
Okay.
Take some, get done with this, do some baths, and get move into this. This is a good thing. You have keys. There's a key here to open a door to new love. No problem.
Okay.
But get
good.
Past this dude.
All right, so Ollie, what would you recommend that she do?
Hi, Honey Rose.
Hi.
I'm going to have to concur with my colleagues on this, in that this man, given what I've seen, what their readings say, that this man isn't the guy for you, and that more than likely he's going to be, you know, what he's doing is holding on just to take advantage of you. Your best bet in this situation is to look into the cut and clear line that Lucky Mojo has, and what this will do is it will cut all the emotions and pain that you have with this current gentleman and help open the way for new love. Basically what it does is it takes all those bad list of characteristics, you know, he cheats on me, he's unfaithful, he takes forever to communicate with me, and you burn that and drive that away from your life, and then you focus on the things that you do want, and you send that energy out into the universe, and the spirits will bring that person with all those characteristics right into your life. So it's things like, you know, he loves me, he puts me first and foremost, he makes me feel safe. These are the things that you list. Do the full rite. In addition, because you are in Long Beach, you might consider getting some magical coaching from Dr. E, who's in the area, and he can help walk you through the cut and clear work and even might do some love work on your behalf to draw a new lover. You want to look at things like moving lodestone spells, things to draw new love into your life. Don't focus on trying to repair this relationship. Don't put any any bit of information, any bit of energy toward this guy, because he ultimately isn't worth it. Now all your energy, all your conjure work should be aimed at bringing that new love, which, as Auntie Cindy says, you know, she sees that key. The key to new love is there. Start it off with the cut and clear. That'll open the door. Walk through that door and walk into the sunset, leaving far behind.
You know, Miss Angela in the chat room said something interesting. She said, cut and clear is good. I used it to get out of the service. Powerful stuff. And that is an interesting thing about cut and clear. It's not only just to cut and clear a bad love relationship, but it also can remove you from a situation that you need to get out of. And it's something that you can use to bring in the new things that you want. And so that's a good suggestion of Ollie's. You might want to, because this has happened in the past, you might want to start that cut and clear with a little black walnut bath, and just to kind of keep yourself from falling back into old habits of accepting this fellow. You know, you are ready to move on, and you should be just cut that thing so that nobody who even comes near you, who looks at you, will even sense that he's anywhere around. The spirit of him is gone, and your way is open, your road is clear. You see?
Exactly. You sound like a lovely woman, too, so don't waste time, honey.
I know, I won't.
Good girl.
Well, I'm ready to move on. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's just one of those things that, I mean, it has happened to almost every one of us. And I'm going to say something else, because people have said to me, well, you know, you always rag on these men that are dogs, Miss Cat. I don't. I see just as many women who treat men badly, too. And it's not, and I've seen many, many a faithful man. This just is one that's not. So you will find a man who is faithful, and you will find a man who will be with you. But to find that man, you've got to, this guy's spirit is kind of hanging over you just a little bit. And that moon card is kind of like this howling thing going on, and it's just howling. There's nothing happening. So you could look at these cards, and one of the things on that chariot card that says, so important to me, he works by the moon, he works by the sun, he works by the stars, he works by day and by night. In other words, turn all your attention towards bringing in new love. And your timing, work by your menstrual periods, work by the time of the year, work by the time of the day. One of the things I was taught in bringing in a new love is work in the morning. People say, what, you know, midnight's the witching hour. And I, no, work in the morning and say, as the sun rises, bring my new love to me. And that way you're going to get a man who will be as honest as the day is long and who will bring you his pay at the end of the day. So you want to have that kind of sense of work by day, and some people will work when the moon changes, when the moon is new. You can look it up online for when a new moon comes. That's when you're going to start doing work to bring in that new love, whoever that may be.
Okay. Thank you very much, all you
guys.
All
right.
Here.
Well,
welcome.
You're so welcome.
You.
Yeah,
okay.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thank
you. You know what? As a reader, Cindy and Ollie, I know both of you feel the same way. It's sometimes hard to be the bearer of bad news to somebody.
Yes, it is very hard.
Lord. Yes, it is. And you know, and I really do try and tell my clients, and I'll say at the beginning, and, you know, I, especially in love work and reconciliation work, when they start telling me the story, I'll go, now listen, be prepared, because I'm gonna tell you what's right. It might not be what you want to hear. So if you want to do the work on that, then you've hooked up with the right person. If not, if you want to keep, you know, being, I'm not gonna lie to you. And that's a tough, you know, it's tough to hold. But at the same time, I think that I know that's what I'm called to do. And you know, these people, they're young. You know, there's so many other chances in life. Don't hang yourself up.
Oh, Lord. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so true. And, you know, we all got the sense, too, she's a very nice person and deserves
the
best.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, she deserves the best. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, too, about long-distance relationships. They are possible to maintain. And one of the things that I do for a long-distance relationship is knowing going into it that it is going to be a long-distance relationship, I actually would say to the person, and I've done this with Nagashiva, my husband, when we first met, we didn't live in the same city, and we lived several hours apart. And we began to do some work to bring us together before we ever even really decided to be together. He took some stay with me oil home with him. Okay? Now, that's a pretty powerful statement that the man would come and stay with me over the weekend and go home with stay with me oil because he wanted that thing to draw closer. When we've been separated also, sometimes we have made little mojo bags, each one with something of the other one's personal concerns in it, and trade them. So we're each carrying a piece of the other, you see? And also in those bags, it would be safe travel ingredients such as comfrey root, but also literally a piece of the hair or fingernail clippings or something personal, a coin with your initials carved on it, and you give the one person your bag and they give you theirs, and so you kind of swap and trade them. In fact, we even did it in the old-fashioned way where you interlock your arms when you do it, you know. And but you have to be with someone who would do that. But when you do it, you'll be always together, even though apart. And it's a very powerful kind of mojo to make. But it has to be intentional. You can't sneak that on somebody. They have to know what you're doing. You have to do it together. Okay?
Right on.
It's beautiful work.
That is beautiful work.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope we were able to help, and I hope she does call back later and tell us all about her new marriage.
Yeah.
That's where we're going with this baby, okay? All right. Tammy Lee, what's up next?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Lucky Mojo manufactures and distributes all the paraphernalia of hoodoo and conjure, including anointing oils, sachet powders, and incense, crystal salts for spiritual baths and floor wash, herbs, resins, waters, and colognes, roots, zoological and mineral curios, books, candles, and religious goods, folkloric amulets, talismans, and charms. Drop by if you're in the area or find us online at luckymojo.com. Now let's return to those callers who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum. And our next caller is calling from area code 318. This is 318 from Yorktown, Virginia. And this is Philanzina, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the description of your case, okay? And she writes, my son, who will be 16 on January 4th, wants to be an actor/model. He wants us to move to California to pursue his acting and modeling career. To get me to agree, he mentioned that that acting would give him the money that he would need to attend the UC Davis and become a brain surgeon when he's old. Old equals 45 in Hollywood years. I would like a reading to find out if it would be advantageous and if he would succeed and what root work can be done to help him achieve his dreams. Thank you. Turning it back over to you.
All right. So, Feliciana, is that how your name is pronounced?
Yes.
Hi, Feliciana. Now, as I understood this, and again, I'm just trying to ask a little bit more of a question here. Your son is going to be 16, and you are it's just you and your son. He wants us to move. You mean just the two of you. Is that correct?
Well, no, actually, there's more to us in our family, except it would just be the two of us that would move back to California to pursue this.
I see. So do you, I want to get real clear on this, baby. You have a husband?
Yes.
And the husband would stay behind with your other children?
I have my husband and then I have three other children. But everybody is behind it. I mean, we've liked all talk about it as family. And my husband has said it's okay to go ahead and go if he would actually do well at it. And then the whole family
then moved
down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. All right, I understand. And so there is some financial lifeline, too. It's not like, the two of you get into a a Thelma and Louise and just take off. Right.
Right.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. All right. Well, all right. So, Ali, what do you think of this?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
While you were talking, I tossed on a few cards, and I've been gazing into my crystal ball, so I'll give you a combination of what I see, and then, you know, we'll go from there. Let me go over the cards first. I'm going to briefly touch on these and then tell you a little bit more by going into the crystal ball. The first card that I get is the Moon card. This shows, it's interesting because the Moon card came up in the previous call, and it shows,
yeah,
you know, two canines, two, you know, a dog or a wolf, howling at the moon, and there's this crawdaddy or crawfish that's crawling out of the sea. And this often indicates to me sterility. This indicates to me hopes of trying to reach something, but they're not really formulated, that there isn't any real practical grounding in that hope. So this tells me that even though he's interested in acting, even though that's his pursuit right now, that this isn't actually what he's going to be doing. In a few years, he's probably going to change his mind. That this is a little bit of a delusion, almost, so to speak. The next card that we get is the Five of Swords, and this shows a man with two swords across his shoulder. He has one sword holding down and two laying on the floor. There's a woman crying by the shore, and there's a man going over to comfort her, and there's a storm-tossed sky. So this is you moving over to the California, you know, the golden beaches of California, but you're crying. This shows to me that actually if he attempts to go towards acting, that it might not turn out to be what he wants. That in the end, that this will be not the best move for him at this point in time. When I was looking into the crystal ball, what I saw was a young man, similar to the young man that I see in the Page of Cups. He's a young, attractive individual, but he kept changing his coat. What this shows me, that tells me that he's going to change his mind rather frequently about what he wants. When he tells you, you know, he's going to act until he gets old and then be a brain surgeon, he's not giving you exactly the clear. He's telling you what you want to hear. Oh, I will become a brain surgeon someday. But right now, he's really interested in acting. However, I don't see that avenue is actually feasible for him at this point in time. This is a young man who isn't sure what he wants, and he's going to be changing his coats frequently. One day he's going to become a lawyer, the next day he wants to become a model, and the next day he wants to become an actor. Right now, these aren't the solutions that are going to be best for him. Given this Five of Swords that I see here, that moving over to California just to pursue acting is going to lead to a sense of defeat. He's not going to succeed in this particular manner. I would suggest, and I may be a tad biased when it comes to the university approach, is going to be better for him because he needs something that's going to root him and ground him. But acting and moving for acting right now, I don't see that. He's really young. The hopes and dreams that we see in that Moon card, you know, they're empty hopes and dreams. These are dreams of a young kid who thinks he wants this, that's going to change his mind in the future. And like the scrying ball shows me, he's going to change his coat and he's going to want something else. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm going to use the bones here to read a little bit. And I'm also going to say that it is possible for a person 16, you know, to just break out and have a career as a model and actor.
Absolutely.
And in fact, it's funny because in the chat room, I just said, is Cast in the house? And Cast Excelsior is one of our friends and a man who is actually making his career as a print model and in California at that. So it can be done. It can be done.
Oh, yes.
And Cast is living proof of it, and he's studying hoodoo, too. And what a combination, you know.
Right.
But so he probably has some words to say about this that I would not know from a practical standpoint. So I'm only going to read from spirit, not from what is practical, all right? Because I'm just going to read from what I see, okay? So I have a selection of bones. When I do a bone reading on the air, it's a short reading, so I just pick a few bones, close my eyes and just pick them. And I will throw them down. I keep them in an old Tibetan skull, Kapala, and then I'm going to toss them down, all right? So just give me just a second here because I have to get them going. There they go. Okay. All right. So what I have here is a wishbone. Well, that's good, a chicken wishbone. And inside that wishbone is an old Chinese bone dice. So the wishbone means a wish, right? And the Chinese dice is on snake eyes. It's two. And it's right inside the wishbone, like it was just sort of thrown up in there and jammed up in the wishbone. And then at the blocking off the foot of the wishbone, the open end of the wishbone, is a buckeye nut, and that stands for health and strength. So it says to me that even though he does have some of what it takes, his wish may not come true. Snake eyes is usually a losing roll of the dice. And then there's one more thing that came out here, and this is a hand, and it's a little doll baby hand. And I have several of these little Chinaware doll baby hands, and this one is the one that has its hands up like it's going, stop, like as in stop in the name of love, right? It's just got its hand up like that. And it's turned away. It's like sort of like at an angle. And it says to me, you might want to stop and think this thing over. It is not a bad idea, but it may be doomed to disappointment. Now, I'm going to say something practical that is not from the bones. Just from what I know, because you talked about your son talking about becoming a brain surgeon. My daughter happens to be a surgeon. She's not a brain surgeon, but she's a surgeon, general surgeon. And I'm going to tell you, baby, the thing to do first is to get that medical schooling. Have something else going on. You can always model, and you can always take acting lessons while you're in school, but you cannot easily break into the medical field if you've waited too long. So that's kind of what I'm seeing here is, you know, I'm just not, I wish I could say I'm seeing the same idea that this is all going to work, but I'm just not getting it. And, you know, has he done any acting where he is, where you all are?
No. Well, actually, we used to live in Louisiana, and he was attending a private school, and that's actually where he got his idea to become a physician, but he wanted to be an OB-GYN, not really knowing that he had to do the gynecologist part of it as well. He thought he could just deliver babies. So then he switched, and our deacon in our Catholic church is also a brain surgeon as well as a deacon. And he started talking with him and shadowing him in his in the office. And so that's where he became interested in becoming a brain surgeon. But he wanted to attend UC Davis. He does want to go to California University. So mm-hmm. he's been in private school for a while, but when in Louisiana, he got a role as an extra in a movie, and then we've gone to California, and then some people wanted, there was a woman that actually wanted him to sign at that time, but I was the one that was unsure, just because, you know, we're all the way in Virginia, and that's all the way in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Well, it sounds like he's got a lot going on. I mean, you know, I would hope for the best for him.
Yeah.
But you know, Ollie just wrote something in the chat room. That's him changing coats right there from OBGYN to brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why this sounded just like him. That's him.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you just a brief. Like I always knew that I was going to be in history. And I knew exactly what field of history that I was going to be in. So, yeah, he's interested in medical school, but the fact that he's going from OBGYN to brain surgeon, those are two very vastly different fields with vastly different expertise, tells me that he's more romanticizing the idea of it, and it's similar with his acting. There's this romantic idea of acting. He does have the skills for it. He does have the interest for it, but the grounding, there's a rootlessness there.
Yeah. Well, he's young. Auntie Cindy, what do you think that they should do? I mean, we're seeing a kind of a mixed bag here. We're not getting a yes on this one. What do you think they should do?
You know, this is really interesting, and I don't like to squelch anybody's dream of success or, you know, or what they want to be. Your son, honey, is he's extremely creative. He's got great vision, but he is so ungrounded in what he wants. And when someone influences him that he meets, the deacon, the this one, the that one, he, of course, mm-hmm. wants to be them. And, you know, mm-hmm. and as a creative child, I can understand that. I was kind of the same way, you know. I can't read a book and I don't start talking with the accent of the book I'm reading. I mean, you know, so I get it. YouTube, what I think, though, needs to happen here is that you start teaching him now about how to get grounded and now introduce in some work that he can do himself that might actually do the trick to straighten him out. And there's a couple things that I'd like to see happen. I am a big, and this is going to sound kind of different to some of y'all, but I work with railroad spikes in many different ways, not just in the traditional way of nailing down protection around a house. I use them to nail down a path. So think about it in this way. The railroad spike nailed the rail to the earth, which set the path. Hard work goes into setting a railroad. And it set the path to direction. And it can also be pulled up by that big old head and redirect a path. And so I'd like for you to get your child a railroad spike. And you start, and he needs to write petitions and his name down on a petition paper and what he feels he would like to attract to himself and get some crown of success oil, get some road opener. Oh, you know, King Solomon, you know, let's get some wisdom on this.
Right,
and get him very much working with these types of prayers and these types of divinity. King Solomon, in fact, is really coming out for me right now. He can also get a King Solomon candle. Put his picture on there, too. Put the railroad spike. Dress the petition of what is the right path for me. Face it north one time. Or face it, I guess, let's see, you're in Virginia. You want to face it to the west, you know, to draw to California. Start some work that will give y'all a little more clear direction on what it's to be, and you have to have infinite patience. And no decision really should be made until he is 18 or past, but he needs to go to school. He, you know, your kid is talented. There is no question in my mind he isn't, but you have got to ground him down more and get his feet on the ground. He's just... I just think he's just being so influenced by a lot of people. And that's also something for y'all to do. Do it as a family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a beautiful altar of what is the direction to go. There's nothing wrong in that, you know, and pray on it. I think that as much as y'all keep getting these, he gets influences from people, he needs to get influences from spirit, and I feel a disconnect to that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I'd like to add one little thing here. Cast Excelsior, who is, as I said, a professional model, and is in the chat room right now, and I love him too, by the way. He's a great root worker, and he's just a great person. He said something in the chat room, and it kind of flew by. He said, and this is from his experience. He said, it's best to get the feet wet in the entertainment industry first before throwing all the chips, resources in. Usually needs to be supplemented with other work, too, unless you get a major national job right off the get-go. So he's just a little voice of experience here, and he is a person who has done this. And but, you know, it certainly, if it were me, I would try to get some connections before picking up stakes and moving. I would try to get something going through a talent agency first. All right.
And a little direction for him.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And you can... Whoops. Are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You can also, you know, every time you get... If he gets a hold of some talent agents and people that have worked with him before, you can print all that out, put that under that railroad spike, put these herbs, Conjurman Ali just said, which is really great, using sage, and what were the other ones you said there, Ali? It's gone past.
Sage,
underneath
Solomon,
that.
Right, sage, Solomon seal root, John the Conqueror, and I think Master Root are going to be really good for him because it's going to help focus him and give him the wisdom to make the right decisions for him.
And some
yeah.
of dirt. You know,
yeah.
dirt. Ground him down. I mean, that's
yep.
that's really great.
Oh, speaking of dirt, you might want to get some dirt from the grave of someone who is famous.
There
oh,
you go.
Okay.
Famous.
Okay.
I mean, we've had students here at the correspondence course I teach turn in Greer Garson's dirt, Lucille Ball's
sure.
dirt. I'm talking about people who are famous in a nice way. We've even had people turn in the dirt of people who are famous in a less than nice way. Al Capone always sends his students to go collect his dirt. But you can work with the graveyard dirt of someone who was famous in the field that you want to be in.
Fabulous.
And so a little mojo bag with that might be help with some direction. But 16
right.
is young.
Yeah.
You might want to just give it a try. But I'm not seeing that it's going to make it the way that you're hoping for it. But you know, I would never say to someone, don't try. But I'm not
right.
seeing it right now. I'm not seeing instant success. But I am seeing that very possibly he might be in the medical field because of
yep.
Dr. Buckeye. Okay.
Not
all right, then. Well, we've got to
just
move on. It was really it was nice to read for you, and I hope we were able to help. How about it, Miss Tammy Lee?
Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And just a reminder for everyone: support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling from area code 803 from Atlanta, Georgia. This is the unique one, 803, the unique one. The unique one, are you there with us? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I certainly can. Thank you so much.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I'm going to go ahead and read the description of your situation, okay? And
all
right. He writes, I met, dated, and married a younger Haitian Jamaican girl in 2000. Although parents didn't approve because of cultural differences, things didn't work out, but I think her parents might have jinxed, crossed, hexed, etc. me because things have not quite been right in my life after that. And I need to know if this is the case or otherwise, what can I do to alleviate whatever the problem may be? Please help. Also, I'm looking to take the correspondence course very soon. Thank you. Turning it back over to you.
All right. Well, let's let Cindy do a reading here.
Okay, unique one. Let me ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind, first. Are you still married to this woman?
I am legally. We've actually been separated for quite some time now because my finances were really tied up. I wasn't really making a lot of money to actually get it finalized, so... legally, yes.
How long have y'all been separated?
Actually, since 2000.
So y'all were together in 2000. It was on and off, that more or less. Is
well,
she in Jamaica?
No, she's actually here in the States. But once we separated, that was it. You know, and I lost contact with her and the family as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you been seeing anyone else?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay.
But,
and have you done any work on this?
No, actually, I've just come across, Lucky Mojo. But, you know, I've always been pretty spiritually enlightened, you know, since childhood. So, I just kind of knew some things and knew that I was different in a sense. But I'm just now starting to get into it. I just ordered some things, some uncrossing kits, uncrossing kit, and the firewall of protection kit.
Okay. Let me look. I'm going to throw bones on this real quick. Okay. Well, let's take a look here. This is interesting, and I can tell you that as far as you being directly crossed, no, I don't believe you are. I believe that there was some, there is some dominant thing on you to some extent, but not too bad. It's not something that you can't get off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's some support for you to have help on this. If there, but I will tell you that you two are not to be, and it's not going to be. And that's definitely
right.
Done. If her, and her folks might have had some influence at the time, but I think that's way down and over, and I don't see them as, I see them actually really far away from you. You have some keys, though, to open up to some good stuff, and I can tell you that you will have some luck financially in the prosperity area if you get to working on that, and you most definitely need to work on your connection to your ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thank you.
Now, on the love end of things, and I think maybe that you've kind of been focused on this a little bit, I don't want to say too much, or that you've let it kind of get in your head too much, but you need to just kind of get all that out, you know, back that out of your way, get her, let me just look at my cards here real quick too, get her out of your head, because really and truly, you just need to move past that. Wondering about it doesn't do you any good anymore. That's an old story. That's a real old story to be 12 years old now. You know, so I hope that you would take the growing part from it, that you've grown from this, and that just face it, that you maybe have some little unsettled emotions around it. Maybe you even had, you know, the uncertainty of it has kind of hurt your level of passion, but you need to get rid of that. So the uncrossing, I think, is a great idea, by the way. And I've also got, see, this is good. There is potential for you future-wise, but this, what's really funny about this is I don't even think this girl is what you're really wanting to read about. You know, I think this is really about your new journey and the increase in that for you. I think this is a very residual situation for you.
Right.
That's
and it's
really
not. Yeah. So, Ollie, do you see the same thing? Because I'm getting some impressions here too. What do you see, Ollie?
I am definitely getting some impressions here. Unique one. Do you know if her family is working in any form of spiritual work, maybe involved in the voodoo religion?
Yes, actually, once we did get married, I found out that, you know, they were at the time here in political asylum, and grandfather, I'm sorry, was one of the high priests, voodoo priests of Haiti.
Yep. Is her grandfather still around?
Her grandfather? I don't know.
Did you say it was her great-grandfather or her grandfather?
No, this was her grandfather.
Her grandfather was a great priest. I'm getting a very powerful male figure here. Now, you were not, like Auntie Cindy said, is you weren't crossed. But what I do sense is that there was work done with the spirits of the dead on this relationship. And so what happened is with you being separated, there is residual impact from that. It is a male figure. It is an older male figure, and it is priestly. And that's why I asked you if they were involved in voodoo, because that's what I'm getting. Is that there is something that has been impacting your life, and it is very much a power that's coming from beyond the grave, something that has been directed, a spiritual force, and that is influencing your life. Now, like Auntie Cindy said, I think that once you cleanse yourself off of this, that you will be able to move on, and this path will clear up, and those keys will show up in your life. Like Auntie Cindy, I get the sense that there's an ancestor around you, a male ancestor who will assist you in this work to deal with this male presence this male-directed spiritual force against you. But know that from what I can see, according to my spirit of divination, that yes, you do have a spiritual force that is interfering in your life. It does come from her family. It is male, and it is most likely directed from a Hongun or a male voodoo saint.
I just got to butt in here. I'm sorry, you guys. I've held my tongue long enough. I just can't stop. I just have to say something. No, you're not cross, baby. You've been tied and bound, and that's why
right.
you never got
right.
a divorce. You were put together as a married couple, and the grandfather, whomever, that person tied you to her till death do you part. Now, even though the relationship is dead and over, and it was not intent to curse you, but it was let no man put asunder. You got to get that thing off of you. And I'm going to tell you something else. I would love to have you as a student in my course, but not till you get a divorce, because I don't want you coming in with that stuff on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. You need to get a divorce. And you need to get it. Don't go on the money. It don't have enough money to get a divorce. You don't even know what this chicklet is, man. Just get rid of it. Get it over with. You got done, but you didn't get done the way you thought you got done. In other words, this wasn't done
That's
to
right.
hold you down. This wasn't a curse. Oh, you broke up with the gal, and now they're all angry at you. No. This was actually probably semi well intentioned. Well. Not real well-intentioned, but it's a coercive
I don't know
spell.
If it's well, yeah, it's very
it's
coercive.
No, it was not really well-intentioned. I have an old
yeah.
friend down in New Orleans, and he once said to me, he said something really interesting. He said, his name was Herky, and Herky said, I asked him, do you do love spells? He goes, no, I don't. He said, I'll break up love spells, but I won't put them on. And I said, well, why not? He goes, well, I'm a man, and I've just seen how men have been done so many times. He goes, I want to be able to go with any woman I want. That was his personality, you know. I want to be able to go with any woman I want. I will never do a love spell for any woman to tie any man up. He goes, but I break a lot of love spells. He goes, but when I do one, it's forever. He goes, and you know, so
yes.
he was taught the old way. So this is what happened. You got tied, bound, and delivered, you know what I mean? But it's not a curse. It only just feels like things are not right, you know.
It's
right.
that
right.
dominance piece.
I want you to get the divorce. I want you to get the divorce. It's not a curse. It's just the marriage. And what you got to do
also,
is you're going to get a divorce. There's going to just hold on. There's going to be a piece of paper. Somehow you're going to get some paperwork out of this thing. And I want you to take that paper, and I want you to put it in a cauldron, an iron cauldron, and I want you to pour Florida water and throw a match in, and poof, you will be free.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to realize this, that the work that was done by this male force, while, you know, binding and tying is actually a great way of describing it, it isn't necessarily what I would say a love spell. This is more of a provide for my descendant type work. The idea being that you were bound to be her husband, to provide for her, to protect her, to, you know, she was coming over into the country. And then when you were unable, when financially things weren't there and you were unable to provide for her, that's where the impact came from and hasn't allowed you to move on. So
that's
the
right,
issue.
Ellie.
And, right. And now you need to divorce her so that you don't have that obligation to her anymore. Because technically that obligation is still there. You were her husband. It's going to keep working on you until you provide for her. You've got to remove that, like Ms. Kat says, cut that tie.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what was coming up about the whole, in the beginning, about me kept seeing that this is a financial thing. This is more about your future, your prosperity, your freedom of
That's
it.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I've got a black cat bone laying right on top of it, your money right on top of it. That's protection. That's good. That's go for it. So, you know?
Yeah.
Get out from under that. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, uncrossing is fine. I mean, you did get but this is more about maybe the uncrossing will help you take that last little step. But seriously, you need to be free of this burden. It's this tie. Okay, you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right. Now, Auntie Cindy said something, and she's right on this too. And Conjure Manali said the same thing. This call wasn't only about this past event. This call, actually, in your mind, there was something else about the future. And I'm seeing it, too. And Ali mentioned something about an ancestor of yours. And I just want to say that my sense of this is, I'm getting the hair raise on my back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My sense of it is your ancestor wants to guide you into a path of success in many ways. I do believe that you would, if you take this course, well, I hope I can teach you, but I think you come from a family that already knows is wise in many ways. And you might get some confirmation of some things you heard around the home when you were young, or things that have come to you in spirit. But you are already a powerful person. But you, like, you know, like a giant that got tied up by little ants with thread, you know, it's like, that's what happened to you. But you can break this, but you're going to have to break it in the material world to get that, I mean, literally to get a divorce, because that's what it was based around, was the legality of the marriage. So get that thing off.
Yes.
But you're a very strong, powerful person, and you will be able to do a lot spiritually.
Okay.
I mean, you got more than the usual amount of power here.
Your ancestors are definitely there. You know, my little ancestor symbol, my skull, his face is turned away from you, because he's right there. He's asking you to turn his head, to call out, you know, ask for that help. And he'll help you with this. You just have you got to start engaging that baby on a daily basis. I'm not kidding you. You really do. And you watch stuff shift, because it will.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'm going to ask you a question about your love and your finances. Are you walking on a good path that you feel good about those two things?
The finances, you know, I'm pretty. I feel pretty good about it. It's you know, I'll be finishing up college here in April and going on to get a civil engineering degree, and you know, I've got a few business things in place that I'm, you know, a lot of things I'm just really working on. And as far as the other, you know, I'm really hopeful. I've never really had a problem with, you know, attracting that into my life. But, you know, as you said, the old is, you know, has been standing in the way. But for some reason, every time something like that happens, you know, it's like all of a sudden it doesn't work out.
Right. You got it. When that thing is broken, and literally, when you burn that divorce paper up, or whatever it is you do to symbolize your freedom, you're going to find love interest flocking around you. And
you have the marriage certificate, burn that.
Yeah, right. Well, you want to burn them all at once. Don't do it in pieces. Yeah. Just do everything and burn it up at once.
Okay.
And you will also you want to be using some but wait till the right time. But I want you to get some use some John the Conqueror root, and you will have the women following behind you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
the right one will
be there, because I think you're a kind of serious man, and that you're not just trying to party around. You really want somebody who's going to be your helpmate and evenly yoked with you. You will find such a person. You will.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right. And you know, honey.
In fact, there's somebody right now in the chat room right now saying, "Woo, engineer, I'll take him." All right.
But you know,
you
got to clean your house first. You got to get through your mundane stuff. Get all this, this out of the way, so that you can get into this big high spirit side of you that is just, oh my God, it's there, and it will balance your civil engineer.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
really
good.
All right, hon. Well, thank you for the call, good luck to you, and I hope to see you in my course after you get that divorce.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye,
you.
Huh?
Bye-bye.
All right. Miss Tammy Lee, do we have another caller, our last caller of the afternoon?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And also, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast in iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it a lot. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know you're available to be on the air.
If your call is chosen, you will then get a free reading and root work consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com and Conjurement Ali of ConjurementAli.com. And this week's special guest, Auntie Cindy Toto of TotoMojo.com. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Now let's go to our callers and see who we've signed up next to be on the air. And our next caller is calling from area code 239. This is Destiny and Fate 239 from Cape Coral, Florida. And this is a follow-up. Destiny and Fate 1, are you there?
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome back. I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of your situation, okay? And she writes, me and my girlfriend of 10 months just broke up. I'm very confused and hurt. She had epilepsy and went to the ER 2 weeks ago. She was put on drugs for her seizures, and now out of the blue, she said we were just friends and she didn't know that she had been in a relationship with me. I'm not sure if it was the drugs or not, but before she went to the ER, she had always told me how much she loved me and cared about me. I just want to know what's going on through her head. I've had no closure on this problem either because she hasn't been responding to me. The last time we talked is when she said how much she adored my friendship, which made me very upset since we were in a relationship. I will add we were in a long-distance relationship, and the last time I saw her was in July. Please help me out as I just want to find out what's going on. Turning it back over to you.
All right. I want to give a little thank you shout out to Joseph Magnuson, who said, I edited your description for clarity for Ms. Tammy Lee's sake. And that's always a good point. Don't make them too long, folks. And thank you, Joseph Magnuson, our moderator, for shortening that. All right, Destiny and Fate. This is turning out. You know how shows have themes? I don't know, Auntie Cindy, if you know what I'm talking about, baby? This is a show
it's all
with
my fault.
Themes. And the theme here is cheating, far away, distant, broke apart, no good love this time. I don't know what we got going on with the moon signs or whatever. But honey, I could read your cards, but I'm just, I just closed my eyes as the reading of the description was, and I'm like, oh, man. Honey, I will tell you what I see here. Yes, epilepsy is a disease of the brain, and yes, she was put on drugs, but there's more to it than that. This is a person who has become confused, but you're not going to get a resolution. I hate to say it. This is a situation that is marked by the Five of Pentacles. That is a person out in the snow, two people out in the snow, a raggedy woman and another person, a younger person, on crutches with a bandages around the feet and a wrapping around the head, and they're out in the snow. This is a card of extreme poverty, some mental illness, some chronic disease, and other problems. That's the first card. That ain't nice. And then the second card I have is a card that represents just a bad situation. It's the Three of Swords, and it's a heart pierced by three swords. So you're feeling sorrow here. You've been hurt. There really is three kinds of pain here. Okay, there's medical issues, there's spiritual issues, there's psychiatric issues. There's all three things going on. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that people with epilepsy have psychiatric problems. I'm saying the drugs that they gave her for the epilepsy have caused some psychiatric problem. Okay, we're clear on that. These three swords in the heart. You're the one who's suffering. But the three swords here, I'm not sure you're going to get closure, baby. I don't see it. And the last card I have, and you're not going to like this one, is the card called Death. And that's a card that nobody likes. And it really shows that the situation is ended. I mean, that the thing is dead. And Death is a skeleton in black armor riding on a white horse with a black flag with a white rose. And people are trying to avoid being stepped on, but they're getting stepped on anyway and going down. And in the distance, the sun is rising. That's the only good thing about the card. The sun is rising. But what I'm looking at here is that, yes, something has happened here, but it's not magical, But it is spiritual. There's something wrong. She was put on drugs, and that has changed her mind in some way. But her whole medical situation, her whole spiritual situation, I'm sorry you don't have any closure. I hope the cards will give you closure, because it doesn't look like this is a good it's going to resolve happily. Okay? That's the best I can say. What do you see, Cindy?
Oh, gosh. You know, I wish I could say that there's something good in this, but there really isn't. And I actually drew the exact card, schizophrenia. I've also drawn falseness and things that indicate to me that in reality, baby, I don't think it was true to begin with. And that's even, I'm so sorry to say that. But even before and after this hospital thing, I don't think girl was as committed to it as you were. And I think that you opened your heart and you gave and you took her into a fabulous place that maybe she had never experienced before, but she really wasn't in both feet. You know? And that's something that you need to understand. As a woman, it is beautiful to be as loving and caring for an individual, but do also have respect for yourself, that you are worth, there is someone out there who will give you back equally, because it has to have balance. So, learn, take the good and the bad, all right? There's some good and the bad in this whole situation, and you have to understand it. This was not you. This girl has her own stuff. It was just not meant to happen in the beginning, period.
Okay.
And by moving on, you're going to open your door to some wonderful adventures. And I see rainbows. You walking into the rainbows is just fabulous. But you got to go through this journey to get to that. So you had a learning piece in this about relationships, and this will take you, and I don't know, how old are you?
I'm 21.
No, come on. See how what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just had to go through this a little bit. This might be the first one. I don't even know. Maybe, you know. So let this girl, you know, that's it's kind of funny when you think about it now, isn't it? This is just one of the small numbers. This is one of the small numbers that are going to be in your bag. You got to go forward. You got to go forward. Let this girl hold this. It's not yours.
Yeah. And I was trying to be kind when I said there were three problems here: one spiritual, one medical, one psychiatric. That five of pentacles definitely says psychiatric, and three of swords gives me that too. And you don't need to. You don't need to go down that path. You don't even need to think twice about this. Let it just wash away. Conjurman Ali, what do you think here? She's hurting. It's a terrible disappointment.
It is very much a disappointment. It's funny because you have the five of pentacles. Well, I have five of cups, five of wands. As we were on a five trend here, and all of these indicate that there's a serious problem with the girl that is tied to her medical condition, but that there's, this was already innate in her. So I don't see the chance of getting closure here. What I think is now it's aimed, all the work that you should do should be aimed at healing yourself. Now, Shadow Walker, who was in the queue, was yelling out, cut and clear, cut and clear, cut and clear, or cut and clear day. And he's right. He's a talented root worker in his own right. And I think a cut and clear is necessary here. Cut away the hurt, draw on something new to you. And I gave this advice earlier to another caller, and I'm giving it to you. The only other thing that I would suggest is that if you want some type of closure, you're going to have to do spiritual closure rather than physical. I don't think she's going to give it to you. What you can do is you can light a white candle, dress it with a little bit of Love Me oil and Psychic Vision oil, and call out to her spirit, so-and-so, I call you to me, so-and-so, and I want you to also light some incense next to that candle, put her picture up, and call her name out. Come to me, and I want to speak. And then speak from your heart to that person's spirit. Tell everything that you need to say. I really loved you. You know, I really cared about you, but it's obvious that this isn't going to work out. I wish you well. Bless you, and I send you on your way, and you send her spirit away. and then cut and clear and move on with your life. That's the closure that you'll get. That cut and clear will help draw new opportunities for you and heal the hurts that you're currently going through. I think that that really is the only thing you should be doing. Don't go any further of trying to draw this person back into your life. It's just not, you know, I don't think it's the best choice for you at this point in time. Does that make sense, Destiny and Fate?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's about healing your heart now.
Yeah. It's a the situation is complicated by the distance, but the distance isn't the cause of this happening. It's complicated by the epilepsy and the trip to the ER, but that's not the cause of it happening. It's complicated by the drugs, but that's not the cause of it happening. The cause of this is way back in this other person. I don't think you did anything wrong. I don't think that you can look back on this and say, I mean, I don't think you need to brag on it, say, I was perfect and she really messed up. Don't go there. But just say, this was just not going to happen for various reasons, and I did the best I could. And if you have any mantra that you bring out of this one is, you know, I showed my full love, and I'm ready to show my love again to the next one who loves me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This was just not the right number.
Yeah, yeah. It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
And you be strong on that, because that's the truth.
Okay.
All right, honey. Well, I wish you all the best, and I thanks for letting us read for you. Okay. So that kind of wraps our show up for the evening. Who is our guest next week, Ollie?
We have Marin Graves showing up next week, which is very exciting. We're going to get an opportunity to chat with her and have her join us and read alongside us.
Oh, yeah. Marin is a wonderful, wonderful reader. You can find her online at maringraves.com. She also has a listing at AIR. You can, because all of our guests are from AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. So go to AIR, rootworkers.com. And you can click on it, and you can see who Marin Graves is and what she's done. She has a beautiful parlor, the Psychic Tarot Parlor, otherwise known as The Parlor, up in Northern California, and a beautiful antique building. It's just gorgeous. So we're going to look forward to seeing her tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, excuse me, next week, Sunday. And Auntie Cindy, it was just absolutely delightful to have you here as a guest. We're going to have to do this again.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Maybe
your readings are inspired.
Next time.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go on a roll on something else. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, we never know what it's going to be. It's always one thing or another, and we do name the shows, you know.
Well, I know I put that charm in these bones for a reason, and that was why.
So Ms. Michael reminds us, after the show, we can get on Twitter. There's Twitter chat and other things, and it's #LMRadio. Look in the chat room and you'll see it, and we will tweet on Twitter for quite a little while after the show.
Thank you, everybody.
Tammy Lee, take us out.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat. And thank you, Ms. Kat and Conjurman Ali, and thank you, Auntie Cindy Toto in Seattle, Washington, for being our special guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Marin Graves and maringraves.com in Grass Valley, California. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from triplecrownconjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html.
For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Wall. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye, all, and we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you have any cranberry sauce leftovers, send it to me, Cat Ironwood. Lucky Mojo Curio Company, 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, 95436. I am accepting unopened cans of cranberry jelly.
I have a great cranberry pecan thing my mother makes, but if you ain't eating it, I ain't sending it.
Well, I'll eat it if you send. All right. Good night, all.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and see you next week.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.